The following shiur is delivered by Rabbi Mordechai Lebhar, Rosh Kollel at Link of Los Angeles.
For more information or shiurim, please visit theshc.org or call 1-844-200-TSHC. That's 1-844-200-8742.
These parashiyot, which discuss the building of the Mishkan, are the foundation for understanding the different milachot Shabbat that are forbidden. More and more as the times advance, the more we are faced with technological challenges to keep Shabbat properly. And there are new devices, some of them that are very beneficial, that come up every once in a while, that we have to determine whether they are permitted or not. And one new device that has been around for a couple of years already, which is very helpful, is called the Nest Thermostat. It's a smart thermostat, they call it. And the way that a Nest Thermostat functions is the following. A Nest Thermostat is a digital thermostat that has a couple of functions. Its main function is to be energy efficient. The way that it's energy efficient is that it learns the behaviors of whoever is in living in the house, when they're in the house, when they're out of the house, when they're sleeping, when they're not sleeping. It takes a bunch of different calculations around to determine when to turn on the air conditioning and when to turn on the heat and when to turn off totally. And the question is, if somebody is going to have this thermostat on Shabbat, is he allowed to use it? Is he allowed to use it? Because when he leaves the house, it could be that he's causing it to deactivate, and that thermostat is not going to work anymore. So the question is, can somebody have this Nest thermostat used on Shabbat? And in reality, there are two different potential issues. One of them is that anytime you pass by this thermostat, it turns on. So it could show you what temperature it's on. That, thank God, is very easily fixed. There's a remote, there's a button that you could do that just you disable that. And it's only upon touch that you will be able to see the thermostat, which obviously you don't do on Shabbat. But then there is something that's much more problematic, something much more difficult to solve, is that when somebody walks into the room, so it's going to sense him. When somebody is going to leave the room, so it's going to sense, and it's going to activate that the person left, and therefore it's going to turn off the air conditioning. Now, the question why this is different than any other thermostat is because any other thermostat, I'm walking in and out, and it's an indirect action. There's a grumma that's involved over here. It's not a direct action. And by the time I leave, by the time I come back, I'm not mitkaven on a grumma. So that's the basis of the heter. Now, we have to remember, heating is always more stringent than air conditioning, because heating, you are turning on literally fire. So you have to remember that lo tivaru esh b'chol moshvotechem b'yom ha-shabbat. This is the classical prohibition. And you could, and from what I understand, the way that the Nest works, and I've done a bunch of research on this, and I've also spoken to people, as we will see soon. The main question is going to be the following. When somebody is walking in the house, and he's leaving, and he's coming in, it's definitely nichale for him. It's definitely something that he wants. So usually, when we use the principle of psik reshe de lo nichale, which means that if somebody is namit kaven, he doesn't have kavana for something that's happening, whether it goes on, whether it goes off. So we say he's not mit kaven. And even though it's for sure going to happen, which means that it's a psik reshe, it's for sure going to happen. But nevertheless, if it's lo nichale or lo ichpatle, if it's not necessary for him or he doesn't need it, it's allowed. Not only that, Maran is posek in siman shin yud dalid, regarding a case of somebody who stuck a knife inside a wall, siman shin yud dalid seif alif siv gimel. I'm sorry, that in a case where where he is sticking in a knife, and he is taking out the knife and putting it back in. So he's making a nekev, but it's not mideoraita, this nekev, because it's not a nekev that's asui lehachnis ulehotzi. So Maran is of the opinion, this is actually in Sif Aleph, that imayasakin takua merav Shabbat mutar leotzio velachniso. The sakin is inside the wall, you're allowed to take it out and take it and put it back in. Why are you allowed to do that? So Maran says, because it's only a derabanan, because it's not a nekev that's asui leachnisu leotzi. It's not a hole that's made to open and close. And since it's not a hole that's made to open and close, even though it's for sure gonna happen, but you're not mitkaven to do it that way. You're just mitkaven to take out the knife back in, put it back out. To take it back out, so therefore it's a isur de rabanan, and you're not mitkaven. And even if it's a psik reshe, the trumat adeshen, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, is of the opinion that a psik reshe on a de rabanan is allowed. The Rama argues, but Maran is posek that a psik reshe on a de rabanan is allowed. And this is the opinion of many of the Sephardic poskim, especially when it's lo nichale. So this is a calculation to throw into the pot. The problem is that over here,
it's deoraita.
Even though, number one is that sometimes it's going to be a deoraita, and number two, even though it could be, we could say by regular thermostats, he's not thinking about his davar shenu mitkaven, and he doesn't want it to turn on now and turn off. But over here, the way that system works, he definitely is nichale. He wants the system to learn his actions, because he's going to save mucho pesos. He's going to save a lot of money by going in, by going out. He wants the system to learn. So it's definitely, even though he's not thinking about it, it's definitely something that's nichale for him. So we have a very big challenge that when something is nichale for a person to permit it. When somebody is learning, he wants it to happen. Now you're going to say it's just at the beginning. According to what they are proclaiming, it's constantly learning your actions. Sometimes you're going to have a difference in schedule. It's constantly learning what you're doing. So if it's constantly learning what you're doing, it's a psik, it's mamash something that's nichale for him. Not only that, sometimes it could be that he's mitkaven, he knows that he's leaving the house, it's gonna turn off, he's happy with that. And it could be that there's a question that it's not even a grama over here. And this is going to be a very sensitive question. If you remember, there was an innovation that came out a couple of years ago called the kosher switch. And somebody had this idea that when you turn on a light, so the sensors know that something happened. In other words, the magnetic card and the system knew that something happened, but it would take a little while till it activates. And they did it in a way that you're just removing a barrier. It's called the hasarata monea. And since you're removing a barrier, that's allowed. And they would say it's similar to if you would have a beam every 30 seconds hitting a wall, and then you remove the beam, so now the beam, you remove the wall, you remove the barrier, so the beam could go and connect to something else. So all you did was remove a barrier, you didn't do any isur, hasarat amonea, and they brought proof from different places, and they said, why should the kosher switch be anything different? But the poskim universally came out and they forbade such a thing. One of the reasons that one of the poskim gave that it should be forbidden is something that you find in Hilchot Bone, in the Shar HaTzion Siman Shin Lamed Chet, when he discusses regarding fixing clocks. And there the Shar HaTzion discusses that when a person is going to it's called in Seif Gimel of Zug Mikashkesh Sha'ot, even if the clock is running, if somebody's going to do something on the clock that's going to make the clock go further, there is an isur of makebe patish, mitaken mana. You are fixing the clock. And not only that, the Shar HaTzion is not sure if it's going to be an isur deoraita or isur de rabanan. If you take a look at the Shar HaTzion, Shar HaTzion Sifkatan Yudchet and Siman Shin Lamedchet, that even while the clock is running, and if you fix it, it keeps on going. Why? Because you are doing an action in the clock that is going to help it to go further. So very similarly, when somebody is doing something and he knows he's doing it, If he doesn't know he's doing it, it's another story. But if he knows he's doing something, so he's doing an action on this magnetic card that is, even though you don't see the example right away, but it's in the system, it could very well be that that's not a grama. Besides the fact that that the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Eliashiv both was I heard this from Rav Israel Orbach that he said that his father held at the end of his life that anything that is supposed to be systematically done, it is not called a grama, even though it takes a few steps for it to happen. But if it's part of the system, you can't look at it as a grama. So all these kosher switches and a lot of these technological devices that people, they call them grama devices. So if you're going to, if it's going to be done in a way that if you would remove the barrier, then the beam is going to hit it. So you say, I didn't do anything, I just removed the barrier. It's better than a grama. It's called the hasarat moneh. I'm just removing a barrier so that it can happen. But since it was done systematically, so that's a problem. So there was an institution called the Machon Technologia held by, it was made by Rav Levi Yitzchak Halperin, who was actually Niftar a couple of days ago. Rav Levi Yitzchak Bikamin Racham that made all these type of inventions based on this principle. And some said that for cases of sick people or dire emergencies, they would rely on it. Others held categorically, it's not called a grama. And even Reb Shlomo Zalman, towards the end of his life, who was supportive of this at the beginning for dire situations, towards the end of his life, it seems to be from his son, was less and less encouraging of them because he understood that that wouldn't be called a grama. So over here, for sure, it could very well be by the nest in the magnetic card if you're doing something and it's recorded into the system right away. It could be, it's not called a grama. It could be that if you're mitkaven, it's called a makebe patish. So there are serious issues over here that you could have with this nest thermostat that you don't have with a regular thermostat. So what do you do? Now there is a choice that you could shut off the whole system every time before Shabbat. In other words, it's the way that you deactivate. It's called the home away a function that you deactivate every Erev Shabbat. But basically, then you don't really need a nest thermostat at all. And if you want to use it during the week, you have to remember every single week to do it. It's not going to be so easy. But we were thinking of a certain way that it's possible that if a person would want to keep it on. And it's not 100% confirmed, but this is, it's almost confirmed that this is the idea that we were thinking that it could be that a person could still have this Nest thermostat in his house. And more homes are becoming that way. I think, you know, over in Los Angeles, they are the city is giving these thermostats for free so that people could install them and they could have energy efficient homes. So they're becoming more and more common. So one of the ideas that we came up with, and I discussed this with some of the great poskim in America, and they said, according to, if that information is true, they tentatively would agree, is the following. There is a function on the Nest, when it could also be activated from your phone, that is a schedule. In other words, you set the, although it senses a schedule, but if you want a certain schedule, so, ati dibur umavatal ma'ase. As it says in the Gemara, your action is going to come and nullify whatever actions you're going to do. So you're going to write in the schedule that you want it to activate at 8 a.m. on Shabbat to 72 degrees, and it's going to become 70 degrees in the afternoon when everyone's home and the plata is on, and then it can become cooler while you're sleeping, and you activate everything beforehand. It's very possible that the system is not going to override that. Even if you leave the house, it's not going to override that. Indeed, a friend of mine spoke to somebody who works in the Nest thermostat technology, and he said it's very complicated to figure out all the algorithms that Nest takes into account in order to make sure that the thermostat functions when it turns on, when it turns off. Many people have also Nest cameras, and that also contributes to the fact that they see that you're not home. They also, it plugs it into the system. So there's all types of calculations. Not only that, I don't have this, but some people say that on the Nest camera, if it sees that nobody's home or somebody came home, it'll send you an email. That for sure it shouldn't do. That you could definitely deactivate because there's no purpose of doing that. But the bigger question is that if you're going to make a schedule, how it seems to be logically this way, that it's not going to take into account your actions. Not only that, from what is brought down in the Nest, there's actually an article of this online that somebody who works in Nest, in smart homes, seems to be a Talmid Chacham. His name is Ephraim Weinemann. And he has this smart home technology company that makes your home smart. And he wrote a whole article on this. And according to him, if you leave your phone in the house, so they sense that you didn't leave the house, and you have to leave your phone on, so that means you'd have to leave your phone on. Some people turn them on, your phone off on Shabbat, but you know that there's an application that Nest has on a person's smartphone. So if you have a smartphone that has that application and you leave it at home, so it senses that the person's at home. So my logic is like this, and this is where I think there might be a hetir. If a person does all his efforts, he puts in a schedule and he leaves his phone at home, to make sure that it stays there. So that means it's lo nichale for him that it should be learning his habit, because he already set a schedule. And it's not for sure that it might turn on and off. So this brings us to a machloket that we've discussed in the past, which is called a safik psik reshe. If somebody is not sure that the psik reshe is not going to happen. In other words, usually a psik reshe, something that's not a psik reshe, let's say you're pulling a bench on the floor, you don't know if the bench is going to make a ditch or not. There's no way of knowing. When you're brushing hair, you don't know if the brush is going to tear out some hair. That's called davar shenu mikaven, that's not a psik reshe. But let's say it might happen, but you just don't know if it's happening or not. For example, you're going to close a lid that might have flies in it, and there's, you don't know, but the action is known. It's just you don't know. So that's called a davar shini mekemen, that's a psik reshe, but it's a safek psik reshe. So there's Rabbi Akiva Eger in Yore Dea, Siman Pe Zayin, says that it's asur. He's discussing the fact when you have a non-Jewish worker at home that's cooking something in a pot, are you allowed to stoke the pot? Because what happens is that she might be cooking basar bechalav, and you're not allowed to cook basar bechalav. But you're not mitkaven, but it's a psik reshe. So says Rabbi Kiveger, you're saying no, it's not a psik reshe, because the person doesn't know if there's basar bechalav and there's not psik reshe. So Rabbi Kiveger, no, but it's known, just you don't know, but it's known in the world if there's basar bechalav over there. So he says that's called only a safek psik reshe, and that's asur. The Taz argues. The Taz in Siman Shin Tet Zayin in Ora Chaim, when he's discussing closing the cover on a place where there might be flies. So the flies, they know if they're in there or not. You don't know, but the flies know if they're in there. When you're closing it, you're not mitkaven to trap the flies, but they might for sure be there. So the Taz says it's a safik psik reshe and it's allowed. Yeru Lacha discusses, and he says for an Isur de Rabbanan, you could rely that it's allowed. But there are strong opinions that go like the Taz, and it could very well be over here as well. That if a person, he doesn't know whether the Nest is going to turn off. The Nest knows if it's going to turn on. You don't know. It's a safik psik reshe. Not only that, it could be that it's not mitkaven, we mentioned, because you did all your efforts to show that you don't want it to work that way. So you're not even thinking about the Nest anymore. You're not thinking that through your actions you're going to activate it. So you don't have in mind that it's really going to activate or if it's not going to activate. And even if it does activate, it's a safik. And it could very well be that it's not going to happen right away. And according to some opinions, it's a grama. Although we said the Rabbi Yasser of Shlomo Zalman Orbach didn't hold that way. Some might understand that it's a grama. So you could throw that into the pot to say it might be mutar. Along with the fact that if it's air conditioning, it's a little bit better than heating. So because of all these different sirufim, that it's a safek psik reshe on a davar she'enu mitkaven. And if you took the precautions, that means you left the phone at home that's on, and you also set a schedule, which is very, very important. It could be there's what to rely on to leave the Nest open on Shabbat. So that yehi ratzon that we should keep Shabbat properly and always face technological dilemmas in the proper fashion. Of course, it would always be better not to use it, but when you don't have a choice, I just wanted to mention one more tziruf, which Rav Avadi Yosef brings in as a teshuvah. I remember when I was when I was in Yerushalayim, I was Rav Avad Yosef's neighbor, and I was zochet to be his neighbor, and I would have come to his house on Shabbat to pray sometimes. He had a minyan, it was still in his house. It wasn't downstairs in the room, still in his house. And I would notice there was a camera system on. We'd walk in and there was a camera system on. He needed the camera system because he had credible threats of Chas v'Shalom, the Arabs who wanted to injure him, Chas v'Shalom. So they had a whole camera system. And he had no problem of allowing it. Not only that, he wrote a teshuvah in Yabia Omer that he said lechatchila. He felt that you're allowed to have the camera system on. And one of the reasons why is that he brought a run in regards to a tzedah. There's a machloket run and Rashba. And one of the opinions there is that if you are just doing an action that you are of walking, I'm not going to get into the whole details, but if you're just doing an action of walking, that's not considered a ma'aseh if you're not mitkavin, which is why we discuss passing by camera lights if they turn on all of a sudden, and you don't want those camera lights. It's davar shenu mitkavin, and it's lo nichale. If it's nichale, that's another story. It's davar shenu mitkavin, it's lo nichale. Rav Vosner has a teshuva in chelek yud of Shevet Alvi Siman Samech that he discusses this, and he says, you're just walking, and if it happens, well, the action is not mityaches to you. It doesn't have so much connection to you because you don't want it to happen. Just like when you go outside, it could be there's all these types of, sensors that are recording your information, but you're not thinking about it. That would be a reason why it's allowed. So over here also, you could throw that equation into the pot also. You're walking, you don't have any kavana for such a thing. It could be it's recording, it's not recording, you're not thinking about it. So Rav Avadya brings from the Rashba in the Ran, Rav Vosner brings that it's not considered a ma'aseh at all. That could also be an extra reason why walking in the nest when you don't have kavana for it, it would be allowed. Especially if it's lo ichpat le'i, so what do you mean, I have a schedule, I don't care what it does. I have a schedule, I want it to stay on the schedule. I don't want to stay that way. It could be in that type of way, especially if we understand that it would be nisru d'rabanan, it would be allowed. But even if there could be a chashash nisru d'oraita, we said it might be a safek psikreshe, so it would be a little bit better, along with all of these other calculations that would permit it. Chazak u'baruch.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halakha Center. The center is committed to advancing research and application of halakha in the Sephardic community nationwide. For a halachic consultation, monetary Beit Din services, to order this series or to sign up to receive the Sephardic Halakha Journal, or for all other information, please call 1-844-200-TSHC or email info@theshc.org to subscribe.